Hey, patrons, welcome to the post show here for episode 17. That was kind of ridiculous.
That was out of control. Yeah.
It was one long fight, man.
Yeah. The whole thing was just like blood, gore, and
death. I didn't want to rest because I thought if we rested, they would just attack us mid-rest.
Also, yeah, I figured that too. And also, we wanted to use that stone giant potion to get past that gate. Like, that might not have happened if we didn't, you know, use the strength buff that I had.
Yeah, it was 18 or higher. That's kind of high, for sure.
Ugh.
And then I used the potion of... also, that potion sucked because they resisted all three casts.
Yeah, it's tricky. DC 13 is not that good. Yeah. You got to cast it on stuff that's slower. The problem with these guys, they have a +2 strength and dex for their saves. So it's tricky. Tricky
yeah.
to hit him with
them. Gosh. It was rough. Sean, what's going? You're saying, God, what's going through?
Oh my God! I actually think I feel emotionally similar to how Persnigitron actually feels.
Yeah.
Like I survived with one HP.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like yeah. literally,
the only one is as literally the scene cinematically is everybody just getting bludgeoned, getting a little bit of damage in, and then just people getting slaughtered. Then
oh,
people going down.
The green screen fell over.
It's still green. Oh my God. It's still green. Shit.
You're good. It doesn't matter. Everything is okay. We are okay. Oh God. Oh, the green screen's dying on me.
Yeah, yeah, you're just looking insane. Around like missing as people are just dying as a result of the misses for
I can't believe it. Like, Adam, what did I need to roll to hit some of the creatures that we were fighting? Not the animated ones.
So the animated armors had 18 armor class. Most of the gnomes are wearing chain shirts and shields, so they end up with a 15 for their armor class for the most part.
Okay.
The mechano goblins, there's a couple of different variations. You've fought two of them so far. Some hit a little harder, some have better armor class. So they were mixed in depending on your target. So on the high end, but.
But okay, so with my +7 archery, that means I should be hitting over half the time because it's an 8 or higher.
Should be being the imperative there, yeah.
Oh my God, I ran so bad. I got 4s and 5s so often when I hit. Almost always, it was exactly 5 damage.
Yeah,
rolling a 2 on a d8 +3.
Every time I hit, I always rolled like near minimum damage. It was really bad. It was just a bad rolls day for all of us.
Oh gosh! Really except was. For the dodges, we like in terms of dodging.
Yeah.
That was sick.
Yeah, that dodge corridor was a big deal.
Yeah, mechanically, I don't know if like I don't know what we could have done better on any side of any point.
My only thoughts like the flaming sphere was great. Using that to maintain some like distance between
the
you
hyena
and the
was a complete waste.
Yeah,
and also the fucking what's it called the first spell that I cast, spike growth was also
the spike growth.
Waste.
Yeah,
I could have like in the first fight, like I hadn't think of it in the time, but if I had cast flaming sphere on the guys in the hallway and forced them to move or take the sphere damage,
push them back,
that would have like forced them to go through the spikes.
Yeah, we also just took a lot of damage from those guys in the hall because we couldn't, because I was such a fucking big hyena that we couldn't block any of that shot.
Yeah.
Oh God, you were just a giant cork, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. This whole thing was just a giant anti-druid hallway.
The thing that I learned throughout that fight is I was like looking at other spells that I could have taken. If I would have taken bark skin, it would have bumped my AC up in hyena to 16. And that's like drastically better compared to 12.
Yeah.
I didn't even know about that combo until I was reading through spells and stuff, but doesn't matter anymore unless I make another druid, but
doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
I was Berg alive.
Right. Yeah. You're the half orc that lived. Well, it's because you stopped being a target, right? Yeah. Like you dropped out of the fight and then there was no reason to attack you. So you just kind of like percolated in the back.
Yeah.
Ramus dragged you to safety.
I'm happy Berg wasn't just completely useless up to the point of dropping. Like he at least did some crazy badass shit.
Oh yeah. I mean that 18 armor class, those, I was not surprised, but like with the potion, taking down those two animated armor. Because otherwise, they're very hard for anyone to hit.
Yeah, that would have stopped us.
Yeah, good use of the potion.
That the ring really fucked us in that particular situation. Like,
oh my god, it was so.
I guess it doesn't matter anymore. But what happens if I? Well, maybe if they take the ring off my dead body or something. Maybe we shouldn't spoil what happens if I cut my finger off.
Yeah.
Because I really was like, maybe I should just fucking slice my finger off. It might have severed that fucking connection, but I could have at least healed Berg. Because if Berg was up there, he could have died again. You could have at least gotten an attack in at any of those points, and it would have been good.
Maybe now Berg grabs the ring, puts it on at full HP, and tries to see if he can free himself that way.
Yeah. Well, no, because remember when I put it on, the two things basically battled, and we got to see what won.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's a gamble. One could potentially win.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I forgot. Your hand begins to sizzle and spark as the ring gets closer.
Adam, we have enough problems.
Yeah.
I know. I knew it was going to come back and bite you in the ass. Like, I knew that ring would cause you trouble. It's cool to see that I was right about that. Yeah.
Somewhere Kukri smiled and he didn't exactly know why.
Yep.
Ah, yes.
I mean, there's really not much to... That was just a four-hour fight. It was just four hours of that corridor.
Missing.
Yeah, you missed a lot. I hope someone does the stats on how many times you missed. It must have been like 30 or 40% shot accuracy.
The amount of saves that you were able to pull off, too, Adam, against like all of our like spells and shit like that were crazy. I mean, of course, you're going to bring up like... It seems like more because you're rolling more, but man, you were...
The rock gnomes have slightly better than average saves against characters of your level. Yeah. They don't do that much damage. And y'all save against things too. It took me four of them to blind you for one round.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like saving throws tend to be like it only happens if you are like bad luck.
That blind was pretty huge though.
You wanna know the tally of all the monsters killed so far?
Yeah.
Sure. So since the last time you rested, which was before you went into the dungeon, you've killed one rust monster, you've overcome one water weird, you've killed two acolytes, two animated armor, one gnome apprentice, nine gnome warriors,
jeez,
and 13 mechanical mogwai. So
holy shit! So how much XP is that?
I don't know. I gotta calculate that out, but a lot.
Should I am I leveling up to four?
I'm at
1095 right now of 2,700.
I don't think it'll be that much, but it is split between. It's funny. Somebody in chat as we were ending the episode, someone in chat was like, "Well, if Sean wants all the XP, he should just kill Berg and Azure Vortex and then rest."
And then it turns out he's the fucking Rock King this entire time.
Yeah, we get a Luke and Darth Vader moment where the Rock King is like, "Welcome back, my son."
Yeah. I'm just crying. I'm so upset. Just stabbing you through unconscious
eyes. That'd be interesting.
So drooled.
That'd be fun. That'd be fun. Dan, do you have any idea what you want to play? You going to go cleric again?
I think I wanted to try Paladin.
Paladins are pretty good.
Be fun.
Yeah, I don't know what I'll play because we kind of lose our core healer if you go Paladin, but we kind of have like a side healer with it. So,
we've got good berries.
Yeah, our Druid and Cleric's kind of the only two healers, Adam, pretty much.
I mean, the only ones that have like direct, like you heal them spells. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe I'll go Cleric then. I don't know. We'll see.
Oh, and Bard too.
Oh, yeah, there's Bard. That's right. Bards are so annoying to roleplay, though, for me. Someone's like, do a song. You got to sing everything.
Yeah.
I can make a song.
Bards, not all bards sing.
Yeah.
Some rap.
Yeah, I don't want to. Sean would be the best bard when it came to make limericks and shit like that.
Yeah.
Roses are red. Violets are blue. Why don't I ever hit Adam? Fuck. Fuck.
You.
Beautiful.
Yeah, you.
No, I don't want to say you because I really like Adam's campaigns.
That's my fault.
Satisfying, actually.
Yeah. And then I Sean, you're going on vacation for 2 weeks, so I don't know. I think we're still going to try to do a show next Tuesday.
Sure.
But it might just be like, I don't know. We got to figure out. I got to talk with Adam to see, like, if story wise, if we could be like, well, me and Dan's new characters are in the world, but it's also just gonna be like, hey, you turn a corner and you find two prisoners or something like that.
I mean, if you want to, yeah, like the classic D&D trope is you're in the dungeon, you come into the, like, you know, the actual dungeony part with all the cages, and you're like, hey, here's some people who want to join our party, right? Like backup NPCs. You know, we could also do like a little like two episode The Adventures of Who So and So and What's His Name. And then have you catch up after. Like there's a bunch of different ways we can get at it, because resurrection is a possibility, right? Like, so, you know, there's going to be treasure in the Rock Gnomes thing. If you want to play temporary characters, I think we talked about this. If you want to play like temp characters and then drop them back out once Gideon and Ramus get reincarnated or resurrected, you can bank XP on the like temp characters and then give some of it to the ones that died.
Wow. So. We could do that, Dan, if you want.
Yeah. And by the way, like I know I played a cleric, but I think I maybe healed 3-4 times across all of our campaigns.
Yeah, really, the druid was doing most of the healing. But and a lot of it wasn't combat healing, it was post-combat healing.
A lot of characters have ways to mitigate damage or to like heal themselves.
Yeah, so maybe I won't have to. I don't know, Bard might be kind of fun. The other nice thing is that we all started level 3 now.
Yeah,
thank God.
Yeah, Max mentioned that about 4 times at the start of the episode. When we start dying, he said, just kill me, let me die.
What are you waiting for? Do it now.
Well, that's why, I mean, it makes it so much easier for me to just be like, I mean, I would have done it anyways, because I'd rather, like, as a character, especially Berg, you know, he's not going to go down just like, well, fuck, I'll just leave. He's going to try to, like, do some damage if he sees, like, an impossible situation.
Yeah.
Right.
Especially all pumped up on Rock Gnome. Or whatever, stone giant.
Stone giant blood, fingernail.
Yeah.
Oh, the stone giant fingernail is so sick. Delicious.
Yeah, well, I don't know. We'll have to see what Dan and Adam want to do with that. And also, I wonder what Max, I guess you could play a third character.
Yeah, if y'all want to do 2 weeks of like Max, Dan, and JP's new characters wandering around in some other part of the world, we'll do just a quick, like, basically like a two shot. I'll figure out a percentage, but if you get any XP, you can bank it and throw it at your new characters.
Then what would we do? Make new characters to pop up in the dungeon?
We can figure it out. It'll depend on kind of like, basically I just need to know if you plan on trying to bring Ramus or Gideon back to life. And if you plan on that, then I can think around how we want to do that. But yeah, we can just do the classic prisoner thing where it's like you find two more prisoners of the Rock Gnome King.
All right. Well, we'll talk about it offline and figure it out then.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Jack.
Fucking suck.
Oh, you guys gotta stop fucking saying that shit.
Jesus Christ. Like, also too, someone suggested, they're like, just let Max play Personage Tron. You do a pretty good
Oh, that's also a pretty sick idea right there, man. Right there. That's what I'm talking about. Oh yeah. Oh, I'm gonna keep going.
God damn it. Well, we'll figure out what's going on. We also in terms of whenever we do finish with Sean, we have an idea of who the fourth person's going to be, but we'll save that till we get to that point in time. But I think the plan is, regardless, and I'll tweet this out for those that aren't patrons, that regardless, we're going to be live next Tuesday with something.
Something. Yeah,
whether it's alt characters or whether we do a monster campaign or something, we'll play next week for sure. But yeah, any final thoughts, any closing thoughts? Kind of a short one because we got to get prepped for Blades. We ran a little bit over, but any final thoughts before we move
fuck
on?
Fuck the sun.
Fuck the sun? Yeah, you're done with the sun.
Yeah, dude.
That's what had Berg all pumped up. He's like, the sun's on our side, guys.
The sun is unbelievably excited to hear from you. You drop dead. You die.
The sun didn't give a fuck today. He was just like,
no, what? The sun did not.
Snuffed out your flame and said, you have fun.
You know, we could have asked Azure Vortex to use the orb.
Yeah, we didn't use it the entire time. Yeah. She doesn't exactly know how it works.
The orb doesn't do any like magic fighty stuff that she knows about, so it wouldn't have ever occurred to her.
Yeah. We shouldn't have sent her away too. That she would have turned the fight. I didn't realize she got two. I mean, I should have, because she's pretty high level, but she gets 2 attacks per turn, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah. And she only had 1 HP, so like it was lucky that I was tanking, or she would have died like really fast.
Right. So, yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. We'll be live next Tuesday, regardless of what happened in today's episode. And we'll go from there and figure it out. So, that's that. Appreciate it. Dan, it sucks we died.
Yeah, it happens, though.
It happens.
Especially thanks, God, for the level 3 tier, though. Thank God.
Yeah, thank God for level 3 tier. For sure. For sure. All right, that's it. We're out. Have a good night. We'll see you next time on Court of Swords. Bye-bye.